The Micro Musical Theater Show presents Songs for Slutty Girls, created by Kaylee Marshall.
I'm not the kind of girl you bring home to mama.
If my mama loves me, then why
you say
can't
I'm not
yours?
The kind of girl you bring home to mama.
If my mama loves me, then why can't yours?
Say I'm not the kind of girl that you're taking pictures with, that you're seeing in the daylight. Not the kind of girl that you're eating breakfast with, that you're talking about to your friends. Not the kind of girl you bring home to mama. But if my mama loves me, then baby, why can't yours?
Dear Diary, God, what a trash fire of a year.
Is the whole world on fire, or just my world?
Because it feels like everything went wrong.
I fucked all the wrong people, spent too much time in a pit of despair and self-loathing, and I didn't call my mother enough.
On the bright side, I did manage to make it through the year STI-free.
Guess you gotta take the wins where you can get them.
But it's New Year's.
And on New Year's, you can reset.
So I've decided that this will be my fucking year. The year that I get what I want and never look back.
The year I become self-actualized, have the best sex of my life, and finally start shaving the hair on the backs of my thighs.
This year I will make every person I meet fall in love with me, and then tell them I'm too young to be making commitments.
This year I will stop faking orgasms.
This year I will explore the bounds of monogamy.
This year I will love my body and maintain a healthy lifestyle.
This year I will not throw up in any bathroom but my own.
This year, I will not blow off my friends to hook up with a random stranger and then worry them sick when I don't answer my phone because it died and show up 2 hours late to our bachelor viewing party.
This year, I will flirt and fuck and fix and fly.
This is the year that I will fall in love with myself, the coolest fucking girl I know.
3, 2, 1, Happy New Year!
Dear Diary, today I peed out a condom.
I had sex on Saturday.
Today is Tuesday.
How is that possible?
I did not realize that my vagina is such a cavernous hole that it could eat up an entire condom without me realizing it.
How did I not realize there was a condom up inside me for multiple days, you ask? Well, when I was having rigorous sex with an individual...
who, by the way, was not even remotely close to making me come...
the condom fell off.
I assumed it fell on the floor.
So we put on a new one and got back to business.
That must have crammed said condom even further up inside me. Until it happily plopped into the toilet on Tuesday night while I was peeing.
Now I want to kill myself as I am clearly a human garbage can. Sex is scary, it often gives me nightmares. Sex is scary, 'cause people give you tight stares when they know you've been used up. They say it's okay. Welcome, you're part of the oldest cliche. Sex is scary, 'cause pregnancy is too. And safe precautions often can fall through. Just when you think you've done everything right, you're that 3% failure that everyone fights. But that's not me. STDs are two, and gonorrhea is not worth one good screw. Pick up your prescription and everyone stares. You're just a girl with poor judgment, who cares? But that's not me. Please not stray. And there's no control over what they'll do next. They could use or abuse you. They could leave or stay. They might lie, or they might die. And then you never get your peace back. That's not me. To me. Mama always told me you've got a special gift. It's meant for only one, so you must practice thrift. And when he comes along, he'll know that you are his, and you'll give, give, give it all. When I finally wanted something, he was standing there. So wrong, so right, so good. I expected lasting change, so I gave, gave, gave it all away. And the change, it didn't stay. Just like any other day.
Diary. The betrayal of a breakup is fresh and hot and what feels like the longest free fall of all time in your stomach. You fall asleep with your heart in your hands, trying to convince it that it will beat again tomorrow, and you're almost disappointed when it does.
This is the worst thing that has ever happened to you. Heart, why are you still beating? How could you possibly go to work or look at your phone or eat?
Scratch that last part. The only thing you do is eat. You always wish you could be one of those people who lose their appetite completely in times of grief.
Instead, food has been the constant comforting friend who shows you that there is always something worthwhile in this world, even if that thing is a slice of artichoke pizza. Even if you disgust yourself by scraping the leftover melted cheese off of the bottom of the box with a spoon and eat it.
You fall apart in tears in really inconvenient moments, like on a really crowded subway, or when the person you want to convince you're a badass bitch speaks to you in a slightly raised voice, or when you're out at a bar with your friends and you see your skinniest friend with the biggest tits getting hit on for the upteenth time.
She doesn't deserve it. She doesn't need the constant validation like you do because you've been cursed with an unconventional body type.
You're convinced that no one will ever love you again, and you listen to You Ought to Know by Alanis far more than any emotionally stable person should. You download Tinder immediately after the breakup, just to confirm that you are indeed still desirable to the opposite sex.
You meet and fuck a slew of extremely questionable people, including one who calls you really bad names.
You're such a nasty, dirty little bitch.
And one who tries to stick their finger up your ass multiple times, even when you say you're, like, really not into that.
Come on, baby, just try it. I know you'll like it.
You always feel on top of the world for 10 minutes, and then proceed to cry for an hour after these encounters. But you can't stop. The idea that anyone is still interested in fucking you is intoxicating. You wonder what's wrong with you.
You got me so good and I thought I was smart. You made me watch you while you chewed up my heart. Then got me to apologize for making you start. Until I was a girl we hated. But then you loved me and the pain was so good. I'd let you choke me so you'd feel like you could. You'd get me with one look and I would freeze where I stood. Until I was the girl we wanted. Your honesty stung and I told you I loved it. But you dragged me so low I could not rise above it. I brought you to my home, I opened my door.
I took you in.
What's mine was yours, so then I thought you want more. But little did I know the secrets you had in store. And so I played the girl who loved you.
And then they all showed up to play in the game. The other women who had fallen the same.
By then my features froze there in the season of shame. Until I was the girl you'd broken. You begged me to stay and I knew that I wouldn't. But whores could love me. You dragged me along by a rope on my neck. My friends watched me choke, I just said, what the heck? Oh, you make me feel
crazy.
I know I'm not crazy. So don't you text me 2 years after the fact. You've been ripped from the soil. Can't just grow back. It's obvious to me that tact is something you lack. And so I'll be the girl who spurns you. Don't ever contact me again, or else I'll slay you with my pen.
Dear Diary, my mom thinks I'm a slut.
I mean, she always has, but this is the first time she ever said it out loud.
I posted a picture on Facebook that I thought looked sexy. I'm wearing a football jersey with shorts underneath, but you can't see the shorts.
My mom immediately called me and said,
"How could you embarrass me like this? All your aunts and cousins and neighbors are going to think that you're a..."
"A what, Mom?"
She was quiet. Then, finally,
"They're going to think you're a slut."
"Slut. Prude. Hussy. Whore. Tramp. Cunt. Give us more. Bitch. Skank. Virgin. Loose. Stupid. Basic. No excuse. Slut. Prude. Hussy. Whore. Tramp. Cunt. Give us more. Bitch. Skank. Virgin. Loose. Stupid. Basic. No excuse."
"I've got this vicious itch and it has got to be scratched. I've got a certain glitch in my system. It seems my body is detached from my mind. And the voice that chides,
be a good girl, stay your dad's girl.
Someone's got their head on my skirt under a table. I'm high, I'm weightless, yet they say I'll be mateless. Oh, I can see it in my mind's eye.
Your dream girl.
How do I become her?
She's having and how you know damn well you're close.
But if I just change my hair, my flirting, pretend I'm not hurting, will I finally be worth it?
Slut, prude, hussy, whore, tramp, cunt, give us more. Bitch, skank, virgin, loose, stupid, basic, no excuse.
I'm always the best friend, I'm always down with the plan. It's always been my trend to be the cool girl, but lately I have realized that I'm stuck. They all think of me
as the good girl, as the fun girl.
Right now I just wanna be sexy and seen. I want you to like me. Oh, I can see it all in my mind's eye.
Why not be the one they wanted?
Oh, do I become
a... She's faulty but sweet.
the cool girl. I wanna be the best girl. Make you forget the rest, girl. I wanna be the cool girl. I wanna be the best girl. Make you forget the rest, girl.
I've got this vicious itch and it has got to be scratched.
Be a good girl, stay a cool girl.
You got me so good and I thought I was smart.
Oh, I can see you there in my mind's eye.
I
want to
be the cool girl. I want to be the best girl. Make me forget the rest, girl.
Stupid, basic, no excuse.
Describe me, so is wild and crazy, sexually adventurous, into all things dangerous, and most likely to be killed by a Tinder hookup. I've always been Miss Never Ever, spend the night, no time for cuddling, go down on me for 45 minutes, and don't let the door hit you when you leave. Yes, it was all going fine, till you stop me one day with some stupid line. Hey, I've been watching you for weeks and I just got the balls to speak. Girl, you're quite a mess, but your curves make me weak. And I love the way you pepper sentences with expletives. I'd love to take you out and figure out what you're about. And I said, fuck you very much, it's good to know I have a stalker. Maybe I'm a mess, but I'm not. They cornered me, they gave me reason to believe that if I took them to my bed, might get more than just great head. And yes, it all went fine, well, it was more than fine. This one got my heart stepping out of line. I didn't kick him out my bed, and I slapped his peachy keen. I couldn't get them out my head. What the hell does this all mean? And soon we're watching movies on their couch, they've got a drawer, and wait, there's more. We're using L words, talking parents, saying things I swore I'd never say. I was just fine on my own, yeah, I've always been just fine. Oh, I've been thrown for a loop, can't go without a mono, can't stand to be apart. Holy shit, I'm in love, I thought I was above. No, I'm just fine on my own. I can't believe these words are coming out my mouth. I'm a feminist, I don't do the shit, cause you got me cooking dinner for when you get home, dreaming about all the places we'll roam. I've even started thinking about carrying your children. Goddamn, who am I? Is this a quarter life crisis? Cause yeah, I'm fine on my own, but I wanna be with you. Cause if I lost you, I know that I would have to choose. Is my life worth living? If it's a life where I can't be with you. So here I go on my knees, I don't believe in wasting time. I know this is unconventional, but I don't believe in traditional gender roles. I need to make you mine. Please be mine. Cause I love.
I met him on the floor at the cutting room. Only one dancing told me I was in bloom. Felt me up on the subway on a Tuesday night. He pinched me cause he wasn't sure I could be real. It hurt so good he had sex appeal. I took him to my bed and I cried when he bit my heart.
Said, baby, it's a love bite, everything is alright.
Yeah.
on a black and blue face. He would come home drinking, lock me in his embrace. I was scared for my life, but I took it like my medicine. All that blood and all that liquor made me pretty, made me sicker. We start out making love, but then somehow start to bicker. Our love was pain, I needed it, it kept me alive.
Said, baby, I'm so lonely, forever you're my only.
Early and found him naked with a girl from next door. She was moaning like they do in the films. You brought another to bed, was all that I said. He didn't beg for mercy, said come join us instead. Darling, love is futile, you're naive if you think there's more.
Said baby, come and taste her, you wouldn't want to waste her.
Tonight fucking sucked. I'm an idiot. I agreed to do something stupid with a stranger, and it made me feel weird and terrible, and it's all my fault because I shouldn't have agreed to do it in the first place. It sounded fun at first. This guy I was talking to on Tinder suggested we meet up. He was hot, and I was horny, so I was up for it. He suggested that he was good with his tongue, and also suggested that I should come to his apartment and that we shouldn't speak to each other at all. A silent hookup, if you will. Sounded exciting, so I went. And at first, it was very hot. The sexual tension in the elevator as we rode up to his apartment was delicious. And then we started making out. And I gave him a blowjob. He finished. I prepared for it to be my turn. But he started to get up and put his clothes on. I just stared at him in disbelief, trying to communicate with my eyes, but he went about his business. Finally, I broke the silence. And the second I did, he groaned, "Oh, you ruined it." I was like, "Are we done here?" And he said, "Well, you made me come. I can't really fuck you now." I was so fucking angry. I felt used. I felt like his end of the bargain hadn't been held up. I put on my shirt as fast as I could, yelled, "Fuck you," and slammed the door in his face. I took a cab home and sobbed the whole way back. I don't feel like I have a right to be upset. I mean, I agreed to go. I agreed to not speak. So why do I feel like a face with a hole in it?
I'm just so tired of seeing bad men lighting my screen on the TV, in the movies, on my New York Times feed, hiding in plain sight, saying that they do right until day turns to night. Mics are off and apps are out, drinks are poured, they're waiting for a bite. Don't you know it's all about the power play? When livelihoods are in the mix, you're certain to obey. Or they could play on all your insecurities. You're usually not my type, but darling, I think you're alright. Bad men, sick and tired from hearing of all the bad men sitting in their ivory towers, handing out hurt at every opportunity, then refusing to accept any responsibility.
responsibility. Bad man, I'm coming for ya. Bad man, I'm calling you out. Then there's the Jekyll and Hyde, the kind of guys who tell you tales of activism, all while slowly inching up your thigh. Then the moment that you're near an empty bed, the beast comes out, you wanna shout, but didn't you agree to come? Had no idea you'd become the porno in his head. Don't make sudden movements, he'll never notice your eyes are dead. Bad man, sick and tired of hearing from all the bad men sitting in their ivory towers, heading out hurt at every opportunity and refusing to accept any responsibility. Bad man, I'm coming for ya. Bad man, I'm calling you. I dare you, grasp at straws again. I dare you, I dare you. Promising career, potential for days. Does he deserve to have his life ruined for one bad judgment, 2 minute mistake?
Bad man,
sick and tired of hearing from all the
bad men
sitting in their ivory towers, handing out opportunity and refusing to accept any responsibility.
Bad men, sick and tired of hearing from all the bad men sitting in their ivory towers, handing out hurt at every opportunity and refusing to accept any responsibility.
There's no law against bad men. Wind 'em up, they'll do it again.
Dear Diary, last night I fucked a guy in his office at TMZ in Times Square.
I pretended to be his production assistant to get into the building. I held his camera and everything.
Afterwards, he kissed me on the head and called me a good girl. He told me he was going to ask me to dinner next week. He never did, but he did send me a dick pic on a Sunday at 2 p.m.
God, I love self-proclaimed feminists.
This one goes out to all the ladies looking for a good dude like me. Being a woman is hard. You deal with a lot of bullshit day to day. Like with the catcalling and the gross sexting and the gap in your pay. And I like to say, I'm sorry all that stuff happens to you. Bad guys call you a bitch. And bad guys follow you home. And bad guys won't stop asking for your number on the train. Even after you said, leave me alone. But not all of us are bad guys. Some of us are trying. Round of applause for the good guy. I love my mom and I've never catcalled, and I'll hold the door open for you. Unless that's not what you're into, 'cause you're an independent lady, that's cool, I respect that too. Being a good guy is hard. You deal with a lot of bullshit day to day. Like when you're out drinking with your best bros and they say that they bang that chick, and you're all, hey guys, that's really sexist. I think it's important to respect women as more than just sexual objects. And they're all, dude, why are you so gay? Can I get a cheer for the good guy? A round of applause for the good guy. I pay on the first date and never ask you to lose weight. Can't you see I'm on your side, so let's stop the man hate. the bad qualities I lack. Can I get a cheer for the good guy? A round of applause for the good guy? I'll buy you tampons at the store and have no problem wearing pink, and I'll wait here in your friend zone patiently until you find
Diary, men are scum. Even the ones you don't give a shit about will find some way to kick you when you're down.
Billy texted me yesterday to tell me exactly what he thought of my new Facebook picture.
I'm wearing shorts in it. It was not the most flattering picture. I'm not the tiniest girl. He texted me.
Hey, that new tagged photo on your profile isn't doing you any favors. I look at it and think, wow, that's brave.
And you know what I did? I thanked him for his candidness. I thanked him. The guy who still lives with his mother and gets drunk on a Tuesday and cries about how he doesn't have close friends.
But also, what if he's right?
Do they think I'm pretty? Do they want to take me home? It's just a preference, what a pity. Will I always be alone?
crisis. Stretch marks, ripples on my cheeks and thighs. Still I resist, keep on telling myself little lies. Next week I'll change it, I swear it. But most days I just grin and bear it. £50 ago, I was still not the cup of tea. Jagged little pill, they don't sleep with big girls like me. Try to cover the trouble part. Preference, what a pity. Will I always be alone? No, 'cause I'm so brave. Loving every inch is oh so brave. I'll always work a little harder while you play the martyr. So come up with something smarter.
Dear Diary, tonight I learned what orgasmic meditation is, and I'm here for it.
I've been going on so many boring Bumble dates this month that you were a surprise.
Our date was painting at your house. I painted a treble clef because I like music, and a V for my vagina because I wanted you in it. I'm subtle.
The only detriment to the evening? I got a cold sore. There's nothing sexier than someone leaning in to kiss you and screaming, "I have a cold sore," in their face.
But you were totally chill, and you were like,
"That's okay. Have you heard of orgasmic meditation?"
My underwear immediately fell off.
Essentially, what it comes down to is me lying on my back, trying to concentrate on my feelings, while you treat my clit like it's the princess of a very small but wealthy country. And even though the goal allegedly is not to come, I came anyways, because I'm not amazing at following instructions.
It was magical. I want to see you again, badly. You're the first person in a while who's made me feel like a real person, that maybe you actually want to get to know me beyond the orgasmic meditation stuff.
But you haven't texted me back in a week, so now I'm spending days in bed drinking boxed wine, eating pizza from 7-Eleven, and wondering if I'll be alone forever. First date 2 days ago, and I texted you because I wanted you to know that I had the best time. I hope you did too. I think that you just might have seen through all my glaring imperfections. Size 10 and chubby cheeks. Sometimes I get sad for weeks and weeks when I can't button my jeans or you don't text me back. 'Cause I hope that you thought I was cool too, despite my imperfections. I'll lose 10 pounds, eat kale instead. When you don't text me back, inside I just freak out. I analyze each moment the whole evening roundabout. And I'm not one of those crazy girls. I promise that I'm sane, but I've been thinking about you nonstop since I left your place that day. And I know
that we just met. And I know I'm not all there. When I shave, I tend to miss a spot. Sorry if you felt some hair when you were running your hands up my leg. I know my thighs are huge, but don't you like me? I thought you did. You saw me naked, and you didn't cringe, no, you said I was beautiful. I came unhinged, 'cause you seemed so sincere, and for a moment I believed you liked my imperfections. Yes, I know they're imperfections. I can fix my imperfections. What are you doing that you can reply? In the 21st century, we can't get by without screens glued to thumbs. Maybe your phone's off, you saw and forgot. Or it got stolen, your phone got so hot that it malfunctioned, my text never sent. I'm calling my girlfriends, they said just be patient. But I can't and I don't. I'll call, no I won't. I can feel my imperfections, they're oozing out my fingers. Even as I type this message, don't bother to respond, 'cause I'm gone, I'm on vacation. Goddamn these imperfections.
Take me back to Brazil. Hotel rooms in rain, whiskey and white sheets, where I got my first fill of you. And I got the notion, what if it's you that I choose? Take me to Barcelona, the place that I saw your first tears. And I saw where you hurt love, and I sat and I held you, as our song lets you say the things you couldn't bring yourself to. But meet me in Berlin, the place where it all begins. It started to feel a little too real, and I got scared thinking it could be you, it could be you. Take me under the street lamp, nothing on the street but the sound of music in our shoes. You took my hand and we danced, and my heart stayed in place. It didn't quite know what to do. Take me to the shoreline, the city lights up with our dreams. Now you see it, I stole some flowers. You could think I was crazy, but instead you held me closer. I like your crazy, do you like mine too? But meet me in Berlin, the best place I have been, the place that I hated you, which made me fall harder for you, the place that I finally I'm all in.
Dear Diary, tonight, I had sex with someone I didn't really want to have sex with.
That's not entirely true. I was considering having sex with him until we actually started, and then I knew I wanted it to be over.
He called me his dirty little slut, which might have been fine if we had talked about it before, but we didn't. 20 minutes earlier, he had been talking about wanting to find love, about how much he loved his nieces, about how he wanted to hold my hand.
Dear Diary, tonight I was asking for it. I agreed to go to a guy's house to watch TV, which must have translated to, I want to have sex, and then we had sex, and I wished it was over the entire time. And then I ran away as soon as it was over and washed myself in the shower until my skin was raw.
Dear Diary, I don't think he's a bad person. I think he just got caught up in the moment.
Dear Diary, I hate him. I hate men. I feel awful and powerless. I feel like I'm stuck in this awful loop of loving men and wanting them to want me, but also hating them for the awful things they have said and done to me, and how they've held me back in so many ways.
Dear Diary, tonight I was sexually assaulted.
Dear Diary, sometimes bad sex just happens and it sucks. But I love sex, and I have the power to say no and leave whenever I want.
Dear Diary, sometimes I feel like I can't say no. Sometimes I feel like it's just safer to get it over with.
Dear Diary, I just want to find someone who wants to get to know me. Is that too much to ask? Do I have a sign on my forehead that says only good for a hookup? What is wrong with me?
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 Where did the day go? I've been in bed, contemplating love. Is it pointless like they said? A weight upon my chest and goosebumps on my arms. There's poison in my blood, the result of someone's charms. Mother told of princes, daddy spoke of wives. But what if I can't fit into those perfect little lives? I'm learning, lonesome doesn't hurt too much. Only every other day. Oh, I get stuck so easy and break apart so quick. I don't know where I stick. I'm all wrong, they're never right. They know I'm not made for love, for more than just one night.
I'm drawn to my reflection. I search for evidence. I'm just not convinced that your hands were upon me. Oh, look, I found a clue. This little ring of black and blue proves that I was wanted, at least just for a moment. It didn't hurt too much. The souvenir was worth it, remembering your touch.
Oh, I get stuck so easy and break apart so quick. I don't know where I stick. I'm all wrong, they're never right.
Day. I can't find the words to say. Mother, they all leave me. Daddy, I'm a whore. There won't be any wedding. There never will be more than just one night.
Oh, I get stuck so easy and break apart so quick. I don't know where I stick. I'm all wrong, they're never right. I know I'm not made for love, for more than just one night.
Too normal for the abstract, too abstract for the norm. Won't someone meet me in the middle? I'll be waiting.
I could have called heaven and asked for an angel, but I'm hoping you're a slut instead.
What are the chances I see you naked tonight?
We would make sexy babies.
I've lost my teddy bear. Can I sleep with you instead?
You turn my software into hardware.
I like my ladies the way I like my peanut butter. Chunky.
Dear Diary, when will they figure out that it's all just noise to me?
This night's been leading up to you undressing me. I've been real patient, but heard that you're something to see. It's hot and heavy, sticky, sweaty, you cry out. To my surprise, my name is not the one you shout. Like that, it's done, the moment's gone. There's no need to explain, I can hear what you say.
Cause it's all just noise, whoa. Cause it's all just noise, whoa.
You know sometimes a girl just wants to make it rough. Get you to pull my hair, don't stop till I get enough. But then you go too far, you bitch, comes out your mouth. The second that I hear that word, I know it's going south. Like that, it's done, the moment's gone. Get out of my bed, I can't hear a word you said.
Cause it's all just noise, whoa. Cause it's all just noise, whoa.
But the one that topped it all, bound to cross that finish line, he never dropped the ball. Yes, he always took his time. But once he scored the touchdown, he held just like a hook. But it's all just noise, whoa.
Cause it's all just noise, whoa.
Dear Diary, writing in you is a performative gesture. Whenever I write in you, I write as if someone else's eyes will be reading. My favorite daydream about you is that I will die in a plane crash and someone will pick you up and fully understand me. I used to think that real, true love is finding someone that fully understands every little piece of you. I've learned that that isn't true. Sometimes it's best to have little pieces of you that no one knows or sees. Sometimes it's nice to grapple with those pieces after you take yourself to the movies or while you're walking home in the dead of winter and getting lost in your own city. It's those times when you manage to write little love letters to yourself that you didn't know you needed.
Sing me to sleep with a voice dipped in dew, but it's fading away all too soon. As I pick up the pieces of me on the floor, all strewn about in one hot pursuit, and I'll tiptoe away. You won't ask me to stay, and I'll walk the streets by myself. Bare legs in a jacket and smelling of sin, seems like that's always the trouble I'm in. And I'll be a notch on your belt, a scratch on the headboard, a mark on the page, and I'll sleep all alone in a bed, dreaming of more, but still stuck in my head. Cause I'm a fun girl, whoa, whoa, whoa. Don't you wanna meet a fun girl, whoa. For all men, we're just having fun, and I'll think of you as a prize to be won. Later tonight, when I play it all back, I'll cling to the fact that I'm good in the sack. And I'll be a notch on your belt, a scratch on the headboard, a mark on the page, and I'll sleep all alone in a bed, dreaming of more, but still stuck in my head. Cause I'm a fun girl, whoa, 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 babe, you wanted a fun girl, whoa, whoa, whoa,
your place. You glanced and moved on. Maybe you just needed space. I swore that you saw me, but I could be wrong. It really doesn't matter when my list's 40 long. And I'll be a notch on your belt, a scratch on the headboard, a mark on the page, 'cause I'm a fun girl.
Diary. Today, I got asked to a sex party by someone I don't even like having sex with that much.
You asked me to a sex party, and I knew I wanted to go, just not with you. They make good stories. I guess that includes orgies. I'm nervous and excited, scared that nothing's gonna happen, scared that something's gonna happen. What do you wear to a sex party? What do you do when you don't wanna fuck your date? What do you do if you're just looking for a brand new playmate? Do you show up naked or check your clothes at the door?
In a fucking dress, Jesus Christ, I'm such a mess. Took 3 shots of tequila at the bar an hour ago. Don't wanna get too fucked up, 'cause I'm making memories, damn it, look, I'm going with the flow. No one's gonna wanna fuck me here, I'm cute but much too fat. People are so hungry here, they're hungry for just that. I've never felt more powerful than with a man on each tit and a lollipop in my mouth.
After the party,
after the sex party,
who's gonna take me home? After the party,
after the sex party,
who's gonna take me home?
Oh. Lost my clothes for good, now next I'll try to lose my date. Who knew that my nipple piercings doubled as bait? The hottest man I've ever seen is giving me the eyes. All while he's tonguing his hot girlfriend, I'm turned on and can't say why. Know what you're all thinking, did I finally lose my date? The answer is yes, I know he hates me, but I'm feeling great. People watch me moaning as the star of my own show. So what I faked 3 orgasms, no one will ever know.
Never felt more laughable than with one man eating me out while another one holds my hand.
After the party,
after the sex party,
who's gonna take me home? After the party,
after the sex party,
who's gonna take me home?
When no one takes you home from the sex party, at first you feel empowered. You got fucked by 3 hot guys, so at first you feel empowered. But then you're at home and alone in your bed, and the guy who was inside you, you never see again. And all the people you met all have their own loves, and you were just fun, a toy to spice things up. I guess you're just fun. Not the kind of girl you bring home to mama, so you cry in your pillow so no one can hear you. And the next day you tell your friend,
yesterday I went to a sex party.
I was the queen of the party. I let laughing, no, I didn't leave lonely.
I'm too cool for feelings. No, I cannot be tied down. I am a man-eating woman.
The girl who says yes even when she thinks no. I'll entertain at your party, then I'll pick up my clothes and go.
'Cause no one's taking me home, and that's okay because I'd rather be alone.
So invite me to all of your sex parties. Bring on your threesomes and orgies. Take my picture, fuck it, you can film me. Take me to all of your sex parties. Take me to all of your sex parties. Take me to all of your sex parties.
You don't have to take me home, 'cause I'm okay being alone.
Take me to all of your sex parties. Take me to all of your sex parties.
I'm not the kind of girl you bring home to mama.
Dear Diary, God, what a trash fire of a year.
Is the whole world on fire or just my world?
Because it feels like everything went wrong.
But it's New Year's.
And on New Year's, you can reset.
So I've decided that this will be my fucking year. The year I get what I want and never look back.
This is the year that I will fall in love with myself, the coolest fucking girl I know.
3, 2, 1, Happy New Year!
Not the kind of girl you bring. But if my mama loves me, then baby, why can't yours?
You have been listening to Songs for Slutty Girls, created by Kaylee Marshall. Featuring Carrie George, Bethany Perkins, Kaylee Marshall, and Jada Temple. Musicians are Cynthia Ming on piano, Andrelea Bush on bass, Michelle Temple on guitar, Ashley Bayer on drums. Musical director is Cynthia Ming. Produced by Alton Christensen, Lauren Talagian, and Ralph Kelsey. Sound design at Sandblast Productions. Recorded at Bunker Studio in Brooklyn, New York. Recording engineer, Nolan Thies. Executive producer is Alton Christensen. This has been a production of the Micro Musical Theater Show. A special thanks to those who support through Patreon. Visit our webpage at micromusicalshow.com.